This is Bob Larson with your Market Light Report for Monday, June 10th. Well, not much drama in the cattle market in Friday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
The cattle was steady. The cash trade in the north was really expected, and it kind of gave it a little bit of an uptick. You know, it was trading on both sides of the market. At some points, even was a little bit depressed. But we're definitely on a wait-and-see situation here for the tariff war with Mexico and China. It is absolutely working into the markets right now, and it's got everyone very concerned. The feeders slipped as well. The week definitely ended with a less market interest, and that's why it was considerably lower than cattle. Could that be the tell of which way the cattle market and the beef prices are going? It definitely could be. There is real concerns that the feed for cattle is going to be a lot more expensive and maybe more difficult to come by because of the grain price rally.
Chicago July wheat prices closed Friday down 5.5 at 503.5. July corn was down 4.75 at 415.75. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for June ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 607. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for June were down 6.25, ranging from 619 to 624. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for June were up 3.75, ranging from 648.75 to 658.75. Live cattle for June was down 67.5 cents at 106.75. August feeder cattle were down 202.5 to 137.30. And June class 3 milk was up 3 cents at 1625. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.